Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new you, America. All you have to do is have the desire to want to get well, stay well, and live well. They're saying good cholesterol now can cut the risk in diabetes patients. WebMD reported, they said, raising levels of the HDL cholesterol, those are the good guys, might play a big role in reducing heart disease, stroke, and issues with type 2 diabetes, a new study shows. So good news, get those HDLs where you need them. And I'll tell you a couple of ways to do that. But they said in the study that when it comes to stroke and heart disease, HDLs, or the good cholesterol, being too low can be an issue. So when the HDL levels rose, then they found that these other two risk factors went down. So half of all the people with type 2 diabetes have low HDL, and that's very common. Defined by below 50 milligrams for women and below 40 for men, according to the researchers. The National Cholesterol Education Program group said the project for the National Lung and Heart and Blood Institute also followed these guidelines and said that it was a good study. Well, bottom line, without getting into all the details of the study, so as the HDL, the good cholesterol, went up, the risk factors went down. As it went lower, risk factors went up. So there you have it. How do you keep the HDL, high-density lipoprotein, the HDL, good cholesterol up? There's a lot of ways. When you have blood sugar instabilities, there are some physiological factors in the body that keep the cholesterol low. And usually it comes down to diet more than anything. So what you're eating is making a big difference with your body, whether you believe it or not. It is true. And so with us teaching this all the time, what do you need to do? Well, it's all about making changes. Here's some tips to keep the HDLs high. Exercise is number one. It doesn't have to be rigorous exercise, but it needs to be modest or moderate exercise. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. That is critical to get your healthy fats. Now, the other one is avoid processed and refined foods. Now, what are those? Things like, of course, all your TV dinners, frozen dinners, but your pasta. All your white foods like white flour, bread, crackers, cereal for the most part. Those are processed. They're not whole, real foods. Live foods is what I call them. And those really do make the difference. So if you're dealing with HDLs, make sure you avoid all the processed foods. It makes a big difference. Stay hydrated. It's important. And we talk about being hydrated for so many different things. But for cholesterol, it makes a big difference. When you clear the liver out, remember that cholesterol is made in the liver. It is the building, kind of the factory for cholesterol. It's made there. So if the liver is not cleaned out, I mean the body's not cleaned out, then you're going to have a tough time. And it won't produce cholesterol like it needs to. So it's just important to keep that kind of in the forefront of your mind, because it is. The body makes it, and you get it from your food. That's true. Proteins and fats and all that, you get your cholesterol there. Hormones function heavily off of cholesterol. So if you get your cholesterol too low, it's going to mess your hormones up. So when HDLs go down, hormone function, low testosterone, low estrogen, low progesterone, then we run to the doctor and say, my hormones are off. And then we end up taking pellets, or you take the cream or the injections. Then the cycle begins, when the reality is that your cholesterol was probably a little bit too low, whether it was from the statin drugs that your doctor has you on, or it was from a poor diet. Could be from one and or both. But the reality is getting cholesterol at a good range is going to help your hormones. Why? Because that's what they're made from, cholesterol. Anyway, good study and good article about HDL cholesterol and what it can do for your overall health. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Don't forget, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to James. Hi, James.
Dr. Grayson.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. About 5 years ago, I passed about 7 blood clots into my left lung. And I was in intensive care for about 10 days, and I still had 2 more blood clots moving in my leg at the time. Of course, they were trying to dissolve all of them. But my doctor called in a lung specialist, and he told me pretty plain that I would be on blood thinner for the rest of my life. I should never come off of it. And but apparently he didn't tell my doctor that, because when I went back for my 6-week checkup after I got out of the hospital, my doctor said I could, since I've been on it for 6 weeks, I could go ahead and come off of it. I said, well, I said, the lung specialist you called in told me not to ever come off of it. And so he said, well, yeah, he said, if I, you know, you do whatever you want to do. Of course, that's been 5 years ago, and as you know, for 5 years now, I've been going to the doctor every month, getting blood drawn for the INR test. And I'm kind of getting tired of that and tired of doing that. And I wonder what your opinion is on that.
On the INRs or the overall concept of staying on the blood thinners forever, or both?
Staying on both.
Well, the INR test, I think, is important. It just, when you're dealing with, I mean, you have to take that when you're on the blood thinners. It's just, that's our way of measuring if the dosage is working properly and, you know, what it's doing to the blood. So that's vital. Got to have that. But blood thinners the rest of your life, I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm obviously, a lot of people think, well, he's the natural guy. And I am. But I'm also the common sense guy. And I'm as much for medicine as I am for all the natural stuff. I'm all about lifestyle choices. I'm all about prevention, all about being smart. But with that being said, that's why I'm educated in multiple fields within medicine and healthcare, and that's why I pursued all those degrees. And so I could understand where everybody's coming from and give you good information. When you had multiple blood clots like that, I do think it's wise to kind of go with the concept in medicine of the blood thinners. Now, do I like that? No. Most doctors are going to tell you that because it's standard of care and it covers them. Okay. Well, what they don't want to see is something happen. And so as a doctor, if I was your treating doctor, okay, if that was me, and, you know, it would be a very tough call within me, because I would want the best for you. I would know that if you have a propensity for blood clotting, that, you know, our standard is going to tell us that, yeah, I mean, blood thinners here on out is going to be your safest bet. But then, you know, there's a question of what are the drugs doing to the body on the side effects. So it's catch 22. Now, if you get with a natural doctor that really does things a lot more naturally, they can play around with vitamin E, high levels amount of vitamin E, and some doctors will do that and do INR testing. So you might want to ask if your doctor won't, if someone will. You got to really stay away from dark leafy greens, because that can offset and create clotting. There are some natural methods, but you have to have someone that will closely monitor you. And a lot of times when you do that INR testing, you have to do a little bit more frequently. So there's ways to do it. It's about finding the right doctor.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan. This weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Thank you. Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. Be glad to make it part of the show. And our wellness provider network, they're healthcare providers in your area. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, they can coach you along the way. We're building a great team around the country to do that. You can go online, getwellproviders.com. Pretty cool. All right, more proof that healthy habits can fight disease. It's all about lifestyle. Well, almost all about lifestyle. Two-thirds lifestyle, one-third genetics, but it's 100% you. Five new studies offer more evidence that healthy habits and preventative care can protect against disease. The studies look at how eating fish reduces the risk of colon and rectal cancer and how regular teeth cleaning improves cardiovascular health, how primary care doctors can help patients lose weight, and low-dose aspirin can reduce cancer risk, how hypnosis and acupuncture can help people quit smoking. Well, a lot of great things going on. But it's interesting, that is for sure. In one study, Chinese researchers reviewed 41 studies published between 1990 and 2011 and concluded that regularly eating fish reduced the risk of colon cancer by 4%. And rectal cancer by 21%. Colon cancer is the third leading cause of cancer in the Western world. Previous research has found that people who live in countries with high levels of fish consumption are less likely to develop colon or rectal cancer. In another study, Canadian researchers found that smokers were 4.6 times more likely to quit smoking if they underwent hypnosis therapy and 3 times more likely to kick the habit if they had acupuncture. And acupuncture treatment for smoking really gives great results. So if you've never had that done or never looked into that, might be something that you want to look into for sure. But what's interesting is in another study, American researchers found that moderately obese patients who followed a weight loss program supervised by a primary care doctor lost as much weight as those who went to a weight loss center and lost more body fat. So regardless of whether they used primary care or a weight loss clinic, patients lost an average of 11% of their body weight after 11 weeks of treatment. Interesting. All the patients received behavioral modification sessions as well and a diet plan, partially or fully supplemented by meal replacements. So interesting. It's good info. Because with a lot of the treatments that are out there right now, going a more natural route was pretty cool. All this was published, by the way, in the American Journal of Medicine. Let's go now to Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hey, just a quick question. I'm usually driving in the car and don't have a pen, and I've heard you several times mention four basics that you need. I believe enzymes, probiotics, and I can't recall the other two.
Yeah, it's a good whole food multivitamin. Give you a little bit of everything that you need. Okay, cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, not in the gel caps, but the oil itself. And that gives you, if you go with cod liver oil, it's my favorite because you get vitamin A, vitamin D, and then also plenty of your omega-3 fats. You got digestive enzymes to break your food down, and then you got probiotics to put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. So that's called the foundational four. And these are the foundation if you're going to use supplements along with the anti-inflammatory diet. And those are two great components that, as far as putting those two together, that will really get you started on a good game plan with your overall health. So something to look into for sure. Hope that helps and hope you're able to write those down. Cheryl Crow has a benign brain tumor, CNN reported. She said after being diagnosed with a benign brain tumor, the singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow called it a bump in the road. "Please don't worry about my brain tumor," she said. "It's a non-cancerous growth." Good job. That's true. "I know some folks can have problems with this kind of thing, but I want to assure everyone I'm okay," Crow wrote on her Facebook page, and CNN reported it. She was diagnosed with meningioma a few months ago. and she doesn't require surgery for this common type of brain tumor, but will have periodic brain scans to monitor its growth. It's a tumor and typically grows between the outer layer of the brain and the brain itself. So it's not actually inside the brain, explained the chief medical correspondent, Sanjay Gupta. Come on, Brother Sanjay. He said that depending on the size, Mr. Neurosurgeon, which is powerful, powerful guy, he's a great guy. Some people have this type of tumor removed immediately, while others may never need surgery or treatment at all. And that's true. Typically with this type of non-cancerous growth, a lot of people choose not to. A lot of doctors definitely choose not to. You just got to watch it. It's kind of one of the watch and see kind of deals. But again, 99% of the time, I'm sure that that's not the exact percentage, but a high percentage, it's usually nothing to worry about. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. Quote for the day comes from Aristotle. Happiness depends on ourselves. That is true. You determine how you react to life. Can't really control what life is going to throw at you, but you definitely can control how you act and react. That's one of the most powerful pieces along the way. Let's go to Lillian. Hi, Lillian.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I have a general question. Should you eat according to your blood type?
Well, are you talking about the blood type diet and following those principles?
Yes. Well, you certain the blood type can't eat apples like A positive.
You know, here's the thing. That's old research, and it can give people good guidelines for eating, and it's got some good principles to it. But I am a big believer in balance. I'm a big believer in your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates being in balance. And with a blood type diet, I think it's good how it categorizes everything. I don't think it's bad. The thing is, the foods that it talks about are good. I just don't want certain people being limited by certain proteins that they shouldn't eat or not. Never eat red meat. If you're a B, type B, or if you're an O, you need to always eat red meat. Do we have the? Is there some science behind it? Yeah, there is. It's been around for a long time. I think it's more about balance. Maybe someone that, if it's an O blood type, eats red meat, but not every single day. I mean, there's just some balance that needs to come to it. So it's a good guideline. It's fine. I'm not going to knock it. It's not unhealthy, that's for sure. It's better than having no game plan at all. So I would look into it. If that's your thing and you like it and you like the concept behind it, then go with it. At least you're on a game.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Online, getwellradio.com. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and you have to take responsibility for your health and your life, and we are here to help you make great choices. Roy, you're with us on the show. How can I help, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I drive a truck, and I have to use my right arm a lot to crank my landing gear down a lot.
Okay.
And I guess I've been sleeping on it wrong. I tried to call you about a month ago, but I lost you because I was on my way to Chattanooga, and I lost you in the woods. But is what can I do? I'm thinking that it's my rotator cuff and the muscle down in the bone, the cartilage, might be worn down because it's been aching so bad, and I got to be careful how I sleep sometimes because it, and my arm just aches a lot in the morning time, and I got to sleep on my back and keep my arm above my heart, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't lay on top of it like I used to. I got to sleep on my stomach and be flat, but when I sleep on it, there's a certain side I can't sleep on, and it just hurts like crazy.
Mm.
So what do you think I could do? I've got some arnica gel, and I put that on every day, three times a day, and I'm wondering, what can I use to rebuild the cartilage in between the bone and the in the muscle.
Have you had anyone look at it?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I would go to a physical therapist and have them take a peek at it. Now, typically, you got to go to your family doctor first, and they refer you over. But I would definitely go have someone look at it because you might get some. There's a cold, low-level laser therapy that can get done on there that can really help repair. You might need to do some rotator cuff strengthening exercises. They can show you how to do that. But, you know, it sounds like you definitely need to have someone look at it. Don't just kind of wing it and take supplements and whatnot and hope it works out. I'd have someone take a peek. Now, from a standpoint of supplementation, white willow bark is really good. It's got great, great components to it. Cat's claw, and it's important to really support the muscles that are around that joint. And that's why physical therapy can be so helpful and so good. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines were open. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Jetson now. Hi, Jetson.
Well, seems like we're all talking about the same type of body part. About 6 weeks ago, I think I slept on my neck wrong, and I've had a crick like in my neck for the 6 weeks. And it's
crick
like,
or a river?
I turn my head to the right and look up slightly. It's very painful, and I've gone to see a couple of chiropractors, and they've done the adjustments and put the electrodes on that specific area. And you know, when they crack my neck, I'm thinking anything that sounds that bad's got to feel good. But I haven't seen any kind of significant improvement. And I'm just, normally I sleep on my stomach. I don't sleep with a pillow under my head. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of at a, and I went to my family doctor, and he said, here, take some Valium and before you go to bed, and, you know, put some other type of ointment, some kind of, what do you call that, steroid, like you rub it on your, on that specific area, and I guess it's supposed to be absorbed into the skin. But I mean, I haven't seen
really any results at all.
No.
Okay. Have you seen?
This is 6 weeks, probably going on the seventh week right now, and I'm fairly, you know, I think I'm a healthy 50-year-old man.
And so, how's your overall diet plan working too? Are you eating well?
Probably not. I mean, I'm not overweight or anything, and I'm pretty active, and I used to, you know, take, you know, my fair share of supplements and vitamins and stuff, but I really, kind of pushed all that to the side for some reason. I used to be fairly, you know, religious about taking, you know, my fish oils and my garlic and my vitamin D and, you know, stuff like that, but I really kind of quit doing all that stuff.
A couple things. I mean, when you're dealing with kind of that lower neck and whatnot, I mean, if the chiropractic physicians have been working on that, another thing is distraction is a really good method of working on the neck. That can be extremely helpful. And it takes several treatments for you to really get really good results, but it can be helpful. And also, that cold low-level laser that I talk a lot about, that laser therapy can be helpful too and makes a big, big difference kind of in your overall health routine. But when you're dealing with the neck, very important. I think the adjustments are something to look at continuing, because a lot of times it won't be corrected just in a month or two. It may take a while, but having someone monitor that and working on the muscles around the neck too can be really, really important. So you might want to check into that. I will also tell you that for regeneration, if you got a lot of DJD, was degenerative joint disease, kind of a deterioration of the disc in between the bones, one thing they've found to be effective is really working on getting the cervical curve back where it needs to be. And there's some traction methods that can help for that. So if you're seeing chiropractic physicians, you might want to ask them about some of the traction methods that they use, because they can be extremely helpful. And getting the curve back can make a big difference in you getting kind of that area really, really stable. All right, so keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Be glad to take your email. You can send it to me right off the website. Jeff, you're next with us. How can I help?
Well, I had an episode back on Memorial Day where I was driving down the highway, and I started feeling a bit uncomfortable, almost like a gas bubble in digestive system, and got thirsty, and then I started feeling hot and flushed, and by the grace of God, I passed out while I was driving, and my father took the wheel and started downshifting the car, and went to the hospital, and they said dehydration, but I had another incident today where I was feeling kind of the same, and I'm still kind of in that mode right now, and I've been drinking plenty of fluids and you know, eating pretty decent, and don't know what's going on.
Hmm. And so you've seen the doctors, and they don't really know either?
The doctor said it was a vagal reaction.
So it was just a vagal reaction, okay.
And stress from, you know, graduation stuff, and I almost felt, you know, constipated, I guess, after the event, and so just wasn't sure what's going on.
Well, a vagal response can happen. There can be a lot of stress, and that can be fairly typical. That is actually more common than you think. Have you had anyone from like anyone else look at that besides kind of your family doctor?
No.
Yeah, I would have it, because here's the deal. The vagus nerve runs obviously from the brain all the way down, and it is it can be triggered easily if there are some of the cervical bones can be out of position that could cause that. And again, an osteopathic physician, they're well trained at looking at those sorts of things. Chiropractic physicians, some physical therapists get into it a little bit, but you might want to have it just kind of looked at and see what they say, because a vagal response sometimes can be an indicator of several things. And again, letting it sit, not a big deal. I mean, would anything possibly happen? Probably not. But it's still good to get looked at. And the fact that it happened could be several triggers, but I would want to know if kind of the cervical bones were one of them, and just get those checked out. So any of those healthcare providers could probably help you kind of come up with a game plan of what happened from more of a natural perspective and a structural perspective, and see if something might be the culprit. That's what I would get looked into. Have someone kind of evaluate that, all right? But then when you find out and they tell you, if they can get in and tell you, well, yeah, your C2, which is your cervical vertebra, is out of position, and we found that, and or your atlas, which is C1, or whatever. I mean, whatever they find, if you want to run it by me, you can give me a call back here on the show, and we can chat on it. But at this point right now, if they're calling it the vagal response and that's it, and then just kind of let it sit, I mean, can stress levels cause it? Yeah, it can trigger it. So with you going through some of this, might be a big issue. I will tell that some things that will support nerves all the way around, a couple things. Fish oil cuts down inflammation. That always supports them. Keeping the bones aligned where they need to be, that's another one. Some people agree with that ideology. Some people don't. I happen to think I'm a strong believer in it. I think the spine and the nervous system plays a big role in our overall health. But at the end of the day, sometimes a vagal response can be from a nutritional perspective too, from a deficiency. So getting kind of a more thorough evaluation, even getting blood work done from a nutritional perspective and having your nervous system, spinal cord, and all that checked, I mean, all that's going to be helpful. So find someone to look into that and keep us posted over here. I hope that helps. 888-283-727. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good evening.
Evening to you. How can I help?
We have a three-week-old grandson that is being
Congratulations.
Thank you. My daughter-in-law is extremely young. I've raised five kids. Seems that he's having some digestive tract problems. The doctor gave him some medication for acid reflux, but it's not that he's vomiting, just the process of him having stools and his tummy's always tight. What we've done because of we're Hispanic, so we give him chamomile, manzanilla, just a little bit, and it seems he alleviates some of the gas, but my husband wanted me to call you and see if you might recommend anything else.
Is he breastfeeding?
Yes.
That's good. And the mother, how's her diet?
Her diet is, I could say, a young mother's. She eats normal.
She might want to consider really getting on kind of a new game plan as far as her diet goes. And of course, that's just something you might want to encourage her with. Because remember, now the foods that she eats, of course, goes into making the milk production and all that, of course, can certain things like gluten and some other things can pass into the milk, causing allergies, causing food allergies, causing digestive issues, potentially. So it might be something where she really wants to consider changing her diet up a little bit, knowing that everything that she does affects the baby for the most part. So that could be a big one. I mean, a baby at that age, you shouldn't have to, if they're breastfeeding, you shouldn't have to do a lot. If the mother's diet's healthy, then most everything going into the baby as far as digestive, it should be okay. Now, there are cases where the baby doesn't do well in the mother's milk, and it just happens. So, might want to keep an eye on that and then keep, you know, of course, working with the pediatrician and see what they say along the way. Another big piece, too, that you might want to think about in this are probiotics. Vitamin D is really important for the baby, and also fish oil. Now, a lot of doctors will recommend doing just, you know, several drops along with some of the mother's milk, whether you put it in a little bottle, you pump and put it into a bottle, whatever, and start using that. And that can be really helpful, along with the probiotics too. If there's not good bacterial flora being developed, which is being developed now, the probiotics can help, and so if there's any kind of digestion kind of issue, that can be helpful too. I would look into some of that, do some research on it yourself, and so you feel comfortable with it. Maybe go to some of the health food stores and talk to the folks there, see what they say from different brands and things they carry. Because they do make just powdered version of it. It can mix easily within the milk. And it's important that the mother considers getting on board. Again, right now at this stage, it's important how the mother lives her life and how the food choices that she makes and how they're going to directly affect, you know, her little baby. So just with you guys, I'm sure, being around and kind of, you know, she listens to you and you have a chance to be kind of the coach in the process, I would, you know, without being too overbearing, I would kind of mention those things in a very loving way, and I think it could be a big, big help for. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Now, pineapple is going to be our food for the day, and I love picking different foods and talking about them, talking about the health benefits. Vitally important. And with pineapple, it's got strong anti-inflammatory properties and great digestive benefits. Bromelain, which is a complex mixture of substances that can be extracted from the stem or core fruit of the pineapple, among dozens of components known to exist in the crude extract, is best studied as a group of protein digesting enzymes called the cysteine proteinases or proteases. Now, originally researchers believed that these enzymes provided the key health benefits found in bromelain, which is a popular dietary supplement containing the pineapple extracts. In addition, the researchers actually believe that the popular supplement in these pineapple extracts help people break down excess proteins, and they do, by the way. But they also have found that they can reduce certain tumor growths, and in higher dosages can make a big difference in that reduction. That's interesting. That's got strong antioxidant protection. For the immune support, of course, vitamin C is the primary water-soluble antioxidant found in pineapple. It defends all aqueous areas of the body against free radicals that attack and damage normal cells. Free radicals have been shown to promote arterial plaque buildup like atherosclerosis and diabetes-related heart disease and cause the airway spasm that leads to asthma attacks, damaged cells, and so on. So vitamin C is known to be helpful with that, shown to be useful in preventing, reducing the severity of all these conditions. And vitamin C is vital for proper function of the immune system. We've known that for years. Linus Pauling did a great study and great research. Got a Nobel Prize for it as well. The protection of macular degeneration, I mean, that's a big issue for the eyes. So your mother may have told you that carrots would keep your eyes bright as a child, but as an adult, it looks like fruit is even more important for keeping your eyesight. Data reported in a study published in the Archives of Ophthalmology indicates eating three or more servings of fruit per day may lower your risk of age-related macular degeneration as a primary cause of vision loss in older adults by 36%. Hey, it's a big deal. So think about the fresh berries, fruits, pineapple, of course, apples, oranges. They all can be extremely beneficial. So add that to the diet. Watch what can happen to your vision. So pineapple's got great benefits, all the way from the immune system to vision, antioxidant protection, and believe it or not, it helps your skin from aging. Powerful. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.